This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. A Missouri state lawmaker has been charged with 7 counts of campaign finance violations and a felony count of stealing. The felony charge alleges that Democrat Steve Webb of North St. Louis County solicited a $3,000 donation that was supposed to be used for a legislative Black caucus reception, but instead used it for himself. If convicted, Webb could face as much as 7 years in prison. Webb is the minority caucus chair and the former chairman of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus. House Minority Leader Jacob Hummel says Webb told him that he intends to resign.
I know he'll get his day in court, and I guess we'll see what happens after that. But, you know, certainly this is obviously something that, that I'm very disappointed in.
But according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Webb told a reporter Hummel's statement was not accurate and he has not yet decided if he will resign. The chair of a Missouri House Interim Committee on Medicaid Wednesday offered the beginnings of a potential plan to overhaul the system. It includes expanding Medicaid coverage to around 225,000 adults while eliminating or reducing coverage for children and blind adults eligible for federally subsidized insurance policies. Republican House member Jay Barnes of Jefferson City says the potential changes could save the state around $42 million by the time they're fully implemented.
I think it's important that the legislature take a hard look with a skeptical eye to the cost and savings we might get from making any changes to Medicaid, including increases in eligibility for some groups and decreases in others.
Barnes called his cost estimates a starting point for discussions, not a formal proposal for next year's legislative session. The House Interim Committee on Medicaid Transformation has more hearings scheduled this month. Jefferson City and the state of Missouri have reached an agreement to renovate the historic Missouri State Penitentiary. KBIA's Colin Hope has more on the coming project.
The Missouri State Penitentiary canceled tours in late September after an inspection revealed mold in public areas of the historic site. Governor Jay Nixon says the state and city will work together to improve the landmark so tours can resume in the spring of 2014.
Today we're here to announce an agreement between the state and Jefferson City that will ensure the penitentiary's rich history can continue to be shared and experienced by all while protecting the health and safety of staff and visitors to the site. The city and state will split the cost of cleaning up the areas used by the staff and visitors 50-50, allowing the Convention and Visitors Bureau to resume tours next spring.
Jefferson City and the state of Missouri will evenly split up to $2 million in cost for the project. State Senator Mike Kehoe says the joint investment is worth the economic impact from over 20,000 visitors annually.
By the number of tours and the guests that they've had come through this facility, it was, you know, pretty easy to make a case that not only is it important to keep the historic elements alive, but the economic impact is fantastic for our state and local areas.
Kehoe says tourism supports more than 280,000 jobs in Missouri and accounts for more than $11 billion in annual revenue for the state. The new agreement will fund renovations and cleanup of the prison's housing units and gas chamber. In the future, the Missouri State Penitentiary can operate tours between March 1st and November 30th each year. Colin Hope, KBIA News.
Missouri's Clean Water Commission voted on Wednesday to approve new state water quality standards. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the regulations will greatly expand the number of water bodies protected from bacteria and other pollutants.
The new rules will set specific pollution limits for an additional 90,000 miles of rivers and streams and 2,100 lakes. The director of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, Sarah Parker Pauley, says the changes should significantly improve the state's water quality.
You're looking at potential implications for drinking water. If that particular water supply is used for drinking water, it certainly will have benefit for aquatic life, living in those bodies of water, and will have protections from a public health standpoint as well.
Parker Pauley says she believes the revised standards will bring Missouri into compliance with the Federal Clean Water Act. She expects the new rules to go into effect at the end of February. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
The future of red light cameras in Missouri communities could be in jeopardy after a state appeals court panel ruled that most municipal ordinances governing the cameras are not enforceable. A Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District panel said Tuesday that Ellisville's red light ordinance conflicts with state statutes governing moving violations and assessing points against drivers. Although the town's ordinance considers red light violations caught by the cameras as non-moving, the judges said running a red light is clearly a moving violation under state law. An attorney for four couples who challenged Ellisville's ordinance says the ruling has broad implications statewide. A lawyer representing the company that operates the red light cameras disagrees with the court's decision and predicts the matter will ultimately be decided by the Missouri Supreme Court. Authorities say two Wisconsin men died when their single-engine plane crashed near the Kirksville Regional Airport. Kirksville Airport Director Glenn Ballew says the Piper 32A Saratoga crashed while on approach to the Northern Missouri Airport. Adair County Coroner Brian Noe identified the victims Wednesday as 64-year-old Robert Groh and 66-year-old James Quinn. The coroner did not know which one was the pilot. A new YMCA may be on the way to Ashland. That's because a committee says it wants to raise $500,000 in the next 5 years to jumpstart a new branch of the Jefferson City area YMCA. George Hartsfield is overseeing the committee's proposal. He wants the public to know the $500,000 isn't necessarily going to build a new gym just yet.
There's a misconception when people say YMCA, they think we're going to build a building, right away. And buildings cost multiple millions of dollars, so that's not a short-term proposition.
Hartsfield says the money will be used for operating expenses such as staff members and rent over a five-year period. They will look to school and church facilities to rent out space. Hartsfield says he hopes the YMCA will be operational within the first year, but as for a new building, that will take a lot more time and money. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.